الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the shahadat, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, two individuals became the focal point for the ummah. Both of them companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the second Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And this is after the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an needs no introduction. The grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, dear to all the companions, the son of Hazrat Ali and Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And so people were looking at Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And another group turned to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Again, not just a Sahabi, but Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was a Sahabi who was also beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, unfortunately, you'll find many historians have scourged the honor of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an due to political reasons, and especially that comes from the Shia regime. And we need to settle the score so that people understand the purity and the sincerity and the honesty of these two great companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so inshallah we'll cover a brief account of both Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, and how the Khilafat went along after the shahadat of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very special individual who came from an elite tribe, from the Banu Umayyah. And of course, the father of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was not an ordinary man, but a chief for the people of Makkah. Everyone would listen to Abu Sufyan, a man who had a lot of clout with the Arabs, with the people of Makkah, and also a very powerful businessman who had a lot of money, and what he would say, people would listen to. And so he was also from an elite clan, the Banu Umayyah. Abu Sufyan was the father of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah had a sister whose name was Habiba, and a brother whose name was Yazid. And of course his name was Muawiyah. The mother's name is Hind. Mother's name is Hind. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an accepted Islam. Sorry. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was born 5 years before the first revelation. 5 years before the first revelation in the city of Makkah. When did they accept Islam? Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, a famous historian, has mentioned that although we know that many of the historians have said Hazrat Amir Muawiyah became a Muslim after Makkah was conquered, but the truth is that he embraced Islam during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. He embraced Islam during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and was only concealing his iman due to the conditions stipulated in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And because of that, he was quiet. And he made his open declaration of his iman when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered. But he actually embraced Islam during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. As for Abu Sufyan, the father, and the mother Hind, and the brother Yazid, all of them had embraced Islam when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered. Now from the family, the first to embrace Islam was the daughter, whose name was Umme Habiba. She was married and she migrated to Abyssinia during the early days of Nabuwat given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose her. And she became the wife of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. She became the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah became the brother-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Scholars have mentioned that Amir Muawiyah was known amongst the companions as the uncle for the believers. The uncle for the believers. Because Umme Habiba was married to who? Hazrat Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the family of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, a very powerful tribe. The Banu Umayyad, a very powerful tribe. And if you study history, you'll find that with Banu Umayyad being there, Islam flourished. Dawat of Islam was everywhere. There was a great expansion of Islam when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an had taken control. The Mediterranean Sea was known as the Muslim Lake. That was known as the Muslim Lake. And it's only when the Banu Abbasid came along that everything actually just stopped. And with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, subhanAllah, everything was going forward and people were embracing Islam and the expansion was continuing. So a very powerful family, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. As for Abu Sufyan, we need to understand this man. Despite the fact that he showed a lot of resistance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also many of the companions, but this man was quite different to Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Utbah and Shaybah and the rest of the kuffar that were there. Abu Jahl, Utbah, Shaybah and Abu Lahab, these were people who actually hated Aliyazu Billah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for who he was when he said that I am the Nabi of Allah. Now Abu Sufyan, he did not hate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the fact that Allah's Nabi was a Nabi and he was given Nabuwat. But the only reason he showed resistance is because he wanted to guard his leadership with the people of Makkah, that he is the leader and that no one should jeopardize his position. But as far as his love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, there are many such incidents in which we see that Abu Sufyan respected Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And perhaps this is the difference between Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. All of them were together, remember, in the battlefields. But Abu Sufyan in the heart, he did not hate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. And therefore Allah blessed him with iman. Just to give you a few examples. On one occasion, now Abu Sufyan was a great businessman. And he would travel from Mecca and Syria to other parts of the Arabian Peninsula. Once he was returning back with Hind, the wife, and also Hazrat Yamine Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was with Abu Sufyan. As they entered Mecca Mukarrama, subhanallah, they met up with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was actually on foot walking. And all of them were on their donkeys. That's how they would travel at that time. So Abu Sufyan was a rich man. He had his animal. And Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was also sitting on a donkey. And so they were traveling. When he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to Amir Muawiyah, his son, that dismount, get off, and allow Muhammad bin Abdullah to sit on this animal so that he can travel comfortably. Now this is when he was not even a Muslim, remember that. He was just a businessman. So this is the difference. This man understood the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hind actually said to the husband that you want my son to dismount for this heretic. And Abu Sufyan said that Muhammad bin Abdullah is better than your son, and he is better than you, and he is better than me. He's better than you, and he's better than me. And so Muawiyah must come down. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was very young. And so again, this is something that the historians have recorded, that this man, the only reason why he came out and he showed resistance is that he wanted to safeguard his position as a leader, because he was the chief. There was no personal enmity and grudge with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he wasn't bothered with the fact that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam claimed and said that he is the Nabi. All he wanted is that his respect, his name and fame should be preserved. And on another occasion, and I think I've mentioned this before also, that Abu Jahl, this is the difference. When he saw Bibi Fatima as a young girl, he gave Bibi Fatima a tight slap on the face. And so Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha went to Abu Sufyan. And she said to Abu Sufyan that we have people like you, and here Abu Jahl slaps me for no reason, because I am the daughter of a Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Sufyan was so angry. He said, why? Why did Abu Jahl slap you? For what reason? And she said, for no reason. And he said to Bibi Fatima, come with me and let us go to Abu Jahl. Now, look at the position of Abu Sufyan. When Abu Jahl was there, standing in front of a lot of people that were there in towards the mataf, and he said that this man slapped you, Fatima, and she said yes. And then Abu Sufyan said, you slapped her, and he said yes. To Abu Jahl, you slapped, and he said yes. And so he said to Bibi Fatima, I want you to slap Abu Jahl. I want you to slap Abu Jahl. So Bibi Fatima, mashallah, she was the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She wouldn't miss that opportunity, would she? And she gave one blow to Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl was shaking the head and said, that's good. What you did is good. Everything is equal now. Next time, Abu Jahl, don't you dare touch Bibi Fatima. These were the words of Abu Sufyan. Now, Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim. He was not a Muslim. He is from the tribe of Banu Umayyah. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed of what had happened, Bibi Fatima said that this is what had happened. Abu Jahl had hit me and I had the opportunity to hit him back. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled. And at the same time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifted up his hands and said, Ya Allah, give hidayah to Abu Sufyan. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, give hidayah to Abu Sufyan. And this actually changed the tables for him completely. Although this man was an enemy and he fought against the companions and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his life in Makkah Mukarrama. But subhanallah, when he became a Muslim, this man became a very sincere Muslim. And in fact, this was the difference with this tribe of Banu Umayyad. Banu Umayyad were people, when they accepted Islam, and when they accepted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they did not look back. They didn't turn back. They were sincere to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time. Now Abu Sufyan, he was aged, but again Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him such honor. And before I mention this, we need to recall one incident also. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that if it's one thing which Abu Sufyan likes, is what? His power and position. Now people like that, power and position, name and fame. This man was a leader. You've got to understand, he was a chief. He is a man who Bibi Fatima could slap Abu Jahl when he was there. Nobody would say anything. He was a powerful man. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him that push so that he comes closer to Islam. Subhanallah. Look at the wisdom of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such honor was given to Abu Sufyan that it is unequal. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarrama during the conquest of Makkah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the house of Allah and the house of Abu Sufyan, both are places of refuge. Imagine that. Subhanallah. And he made the house of Abu Sufyan a place of refuge with the house of Allah, so that Abu Sufyan understands that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not here to take anything back from him. That he is who he is. And he will always remain Abu Sufyan, the chief, a powerful man. But what is important, that he needs to come under the banner of Islam and needs to give, subhanallah, allegiance at the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for eternal salvation. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you enter the house of Abu Sufyan, aman is given to you. If you enter Haram, Baytullah Sharif, aman is given to you. When Abu Sufyan heard of this announcement, subhanallah, that this respect afforded to him by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came out and he became a Muslim. The wife came out, Hind, she became a Muslim. The son came out, Yazid, and he became a Muslim. These were powerful people. Subhanallah al-Azim. Everyone was now becoming Muslim. Why? Because of one khuluq, one character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, diagnosing the matter accurately. Subhanallah, giving him the impetus to come one step closer to Islam rather than turning away. This is so important. As Muslims, we see here an important lesson. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he became a Muslim, what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? Because he was the chief, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am making Abu Sufyan the governor of Najran. What did he say? Look at the leadership qualities in this great Nabi. Subhanallah. I am making Abu Sufyan the governor of Najran. And in one narration it is said that he was the officer appointed to collect zakat from the people of Taif. This again was something of great honor. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him so much, subhanallah, that when it came to breaking the main idol in Taif, Abu Sufyan participated in the breaking of that idol which was known as Lat. Lat was an idol that the people of Taif would worship. And Hind, after embracing Islam, her iman became so strong that she went into their family mansion that they had. Abu Sufyan was a rich man. And she broke the family idol, and she looked at the idol and said that you have deluded the Banu Umayyah for a long time. You have deluded the Banu Umayyah for a long time. but no longer this will happen, and we have embraced Islam. And she smashed and broke the idol into pieces. So these were people who never turned back. Now if you look at history, which we covered, all the battles, the battle of Yarmouk was so important. Brothers, remember the battle of Yarmouk? When these people, the enemies had chained themselves and they fell off the cliff. We covered that, if you remember. And subhanAllah, the entire family of Abu Sufyan participated in jihad. Abu Sufyan was an old man. In fact, it is said that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam besieged the area of Taif, Abu Sufyan lost an eye. He lost an eye. And so he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Abu Sufyan, Allah will give you a special eye made in Jannah. Allah will give you a special eye made in Jannah. And in the battle of Yarmouk, he was an old man. In that battle, he lost the other eye. He lost the other eye. And all of his family members were fighting in jihad in the battle of Yarmouk. One flank was under the control of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. The other wing was taken control by Yazid, who was the brother of Amir Muawiyah. And also Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, participated in this battle. So these were the family members of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And we need to understand, subhanallah, that no one can speak about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala in a negative manner. No one. Subhanallah. At the end of the day, these were great companions. All of them were Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Now, the relationship that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala enjoyed with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he embraced Islam, he became the personal assistant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a khadim. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the responsibility to write down the verses of the Quran. Verses of the Quran. And whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to write letters to the leaders of the tribes, it was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala who would write the letter, and he would read it out in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would approve of it, and then the letters would be sent to all the different delegations and leaders. So this was the job of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. In Sunan Tirmizi, it is mentioned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam praises Amir Muawiyah, and he says, Ya Allah, guide him, make him amongst the rightly guided individuals, and let people be guided through Muawiyah. Let people be guided through Muawiyah. And in Tabarani, it is mentioned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya Allah, give the understanding of Quran to Amir Muawiyah and grant him leadership over the lands. Grant him leadership over the lands of the Khilafat. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam given to him. On one occasion, and this is also mentioned in the Sahih books of history, that once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to his room where Hazrat Umm Habiba was the wife, and he found that Umm Habiba was with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Now both are brothers and sisters, brother and sister. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Umm Habiba and said to the wife that, Umm Habiba, tell me, do you love your brother? Do you love your brother? And so Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha looked at Amir Muawiyah and said, Ya Rasulullah, for sure I love my brother. I love my brother. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Umm Habiba, even Allah and His Rasul loves your brother. Even Allah and His Rasul loves your brother. And so it's important, you'll find that a lot of the people today, when children are born, mashallah, we should also try to give the young ones our the children that are born, beautiful names like Muawiyah. Muawiyah is a very good name, mashallah, of a great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah and His Rasul also loves Muawiyah. On one occasion, it is said that now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was the khadim of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the different other khadims there. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would pour water on the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of wudu. So this is what he would do. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said to Amir Muawiyah, "For the service and the khidmat that you do for the Nabi of Allah, I want to give you a gift." And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took off his kurta, his kameez that he was wearing, and he put it on Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And he said to him, "Muawiyah, do you want this?" And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will make this my kafan when I depart from this dunya. I will make this my kafan when I depart from this dunya." And part of his wasiyah, because he was the great leader, he actually said to his family members that this is a kurta given to me by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make sure you put this kurta on top of me as my kafan when you bury me. Subhanallah. This is the love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and subhanallah, how can people talk negatively of people like Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, and his entire family, subhanallah, participated in the battle of Yarmouk. The father Abu Sufyan had sacrificed both of his eyes in the path of Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave bashara that Allah will give you better eyes in Jannah. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an says that the love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for Amir Muawiyah can be understood when Hazrat Abu Huraira narrates this incident. He says that I saw Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an pouring water at the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after his wuzu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took some water in his hands and he threw it on the face of Amir Muawiyah. He splashed it on the face of Amir Muawiyah out of love. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Amir Muawiyah that when Amir Muawiyah was wiping the face, he said, "It is as if I can see the face of Muawiyah in Jannah. It is as if I can see the face of Muawiyah in Jannah." Subhanallah. So this man was born with leadership qualities. So after the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, despite the fact that you still had some great sahaba that were alive, people like Abdullah ibn Umar was also alive. But subhanallah, the ummah looked upon Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, some of the main events that occurred after the shahadat, we will cover that in the next few sessions of Darsi Hadith. But what we need to understand is that Hazrat Hassan, who is the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and especially Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, because you'll find many of the enemies of Islam who, when they speak about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, wish to put a lot of doubt in the minds and the hearts of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. It is enough for us to say that these were the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah has given all the companions the certificate of Jannah in His kalam of 114 chapters revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.